Good evening, it's Wednesday, July 3rd, 2013. You're listening to KSTK FM, Wrangell, Alaska. I'm Shady Grove Oliver, and coming up in evening news, we'll hear some concerns about redistricting in Southeast. Also, Sea Alaska is getting out of the plastics business, and the Klukwan Whale Clan has decided to display its carvings locally. Stay tuned. Turning first to regional news, Haines and Skagway should be in the same election district as Juneau. The capital city's Mendenhall Valley wants to stay on its own. Petersburg doesn't want to be split up, and the whole redistricting process has been a boondoggle. That's what some of the Southeast Alaska residents, plus a few others, told the Alaska Redistricting Board during a hearing Monday at the Capitol. A dozen and a half redistricting plans, some from the board and others from communities, corporations, and political groups, are at issue. It's part of the process of redrawing election district lines under orders from the Alaska Supreme Court. Here are some of those comments, beginning with Juneau's Paulette Simpson. She supports keeping downtown Juneau and Douglas Island aligned with Skagway.
It seems that there were many tourism connections that we shared with Skagway that made it quite easy for us to merge with Skagway. And I suspect that similar tourism connections exist with Haines as well.
Tom Boutin. I live here in Juneau. Just want to urge you to continue to keep the Mendenhall Valley contiguous and compact. Blue-collar workers, the mines, the year-round high-wage jobs that the valley has is different than any other part of Southeast, you know, since we don't have the pulp mills or anything anymore.
My name is Robert Venables, and I'm located here in Haines, Alaska. It's given us some assurance to see how well Skagway had worked with the downtown delegation this past year, and I think one of the most important things for our community here in Haines is that we'd be in the same district as our neighbors Skagway and even Gustavus. I think Douglas kind of helps identify some folks within that small town feeling.
It's Kathy Warrior. I'm a borough clerk for Petersburg Borough. We do want to make sure that the board understands that we are completely against any of the plans that would separate our borough in any sections, which that would be the AFR plan and the board plan F.
My name is Linda Adams, and I live in Ketchikan. I feel that Ketchikan in the new configuration would make a cohesive District 33 and continue to be aligned with Wrangell and could work well with Metlakatla, as we have a close proximity and distance, and the inclusion of Kaufman Cove on Prince of Wales have the same issues.
I'm John Boyle. I'm here representing the mayor of the North Slope Borough. A recent decision by the Supreme Court of the United States on the Voting Rights Act has generated a great deal of public attention. Although the Alaska Redistricting Board may now avoid the process of preclearance from the U.S. Department of Justice, we strongly urge the board to continue its policy of drawing districts that do not diminish the voting protections of Alaska Natives.
My name is Dave Terrio, and I'm the Legislative Director for Alaska Conservation Voters. And it's hard to provide testimony without acknowledging the board's failure to create a constitutional map for the last election cycle. We now have lawmakers down in Juneau who are elected on legal lines, and these lines matter. There are a number of close races in the last elections, and there were a lot of close votes this past session.
This is Kathleen Minky in Haines. There are too many maps. I think we're up to 17 now. They're too hard to download and decipher in a timely manner for these hearings. I really don't think the board is doing its job to present a fair and balanced and constitutional plans to the public, nor is the board giving the public adequate time to understand the plans and to testify.
My name is Margo Waring. Having hearings in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau is really inadequate. I believe that there should be hearings in each of the senatorial districts and that a presentation should be made in each of those districts.
That's what some Alaskans had to say to the Alaska Redistricting Board during a hearing Monday in Juneau. The session followed meetings in Anchorage and Fairbanks, and the board's next step is to choose a plan, or create a new one, for use in the 2014 elections. Continuing with regional news, Southeast's regional native corporation is out of the plastics business. Sea Alaska sold its share of factories in Alabama, Iowa, and Guadalajara, Mexico on Monday. Nipro Incorporated bought out Sea Alaska's share of their Nipro Canuck partnership. The purchase price was not revealed. President and CEO Chris McNeil Jr. says it's part of a larger effort to narrow investments.
This particular operations has had a spotty performance over the years, but now all three operations have been profitable. When you have a company that has increasing profitability, that's generally a time to sell if you have the opportunity to sell.
Nipro was recently purchased by Jabil, a huge multinational corporation with 60 plants in 33 countries. McNeil says that was also a factor in the sale. He says a few tribal members interned at Nipro, but the factories were too far away to benefit most shareholders. Sea Alaska's board and management are considering new areas of investment in Alaska and the Pacific Northwest, where most of its 22,000 shareholders live.
We're also looking for something that is more constant with our native values, including the concept of sustainability.
Sea Alaska sold its global logistics subsidiary earlier this year, giving the same reasons. McNeil says the corporation has not chosen a company or industry to replace the plastics business. He says the sale will not have a large financial impact on shareholder dividends.
This will become less gross revenues, but of course the revenue and income from the sale itself earns income during the time at which we're holding the money for reinvestment.
Sea Alaska's plastics venture began in the late 1990s with a subsidiary called TriQuest Precision Plastics, which had a plant in Vancouver, Washington. Changes in the market led the factory to close, and Sea Alaska then combined assets with Nipro to form the partnership. It made bleach containers, filtered water bottles, and other products. And finally, in regional news, a Tlingit clan has decided that a collection of renowned carvings will be publicly displayed in the village. This decision will hopefully put to rest a generations-old struggle within the clan of whether the carvings should be kept in the village or sold and preserved in museums. Margaret Friedenauer of KHNS has more.
After decades of disagreement, the Gaanaak Tedi clan of Klukwan has agreed to allow treasured carvings of their whale house to be publicly displayed at a future cultural center planned for the village. The carvings have been the center of controversy in the village and beyond for nearly a century. The pieces are twice that old and are valued among the powerful Whale House clan for their cultural and spiritual significance. They are also revered in the art world as some of the premier examples of Northwest Coast Native art. Aldana Jonitis is the interim director of the University of Alaska Museum of the North.
The Whale House carvings and paintings rank among some of the most extraordinary works of world art, not just native art, and they're total masterpieces. And it is extraordinary that the clan is now willing to let other people see these magnificent works of art.
The carvings include house posts, a wall screen, and a large feast dish. They've estimated to have been carved in the early 1800s by a carver from near Wrangell. The same man carved the interior house posts for the chief sheikh's house there. The carvings began gaining recognition from outsiders more than 100 years ago. Collectors and art dealers longed after them, and large sums of money were offered to purchase them. But it was disputed over the years whether the pieces belonged to individuals or the entire clan. At one point in the mid-1980s, the items were sold to a Seattle art dealer by some clan members. Other clan members sued and halted the sale. After a lengthy court case, the items arrived back in the village in 1994. They have not been seen publicly since. It's not known by outsiders if the items are now in the Whale House in Klukwan or being kept elsewhere for safekeeping. Current Hitsatee or caretaker Jones Hotch Jr. won't say. He also won't go into detail about the decision among clan members to display the items. The clan meeting took place on June 2nd in Haines. More than 40 Gaanaak Tedi clan members traveled from across the country to attend. But Hotch does say there was good discussion at the meeting that brought about agreement to place the items in the planned Jilkat Kwan Heritage Center in the village. It's a move Hotch supports.
I feel like this was the best place for them to be, for them, so they can last the longest.
Those in the clan who opposed the sale of the items in years past haven't always agreed the items should be on public display. When asked if the ancestors would approve of the decision, Hotch says this.
I think that would be a good question. But I think every generation something and our culture might kind of change.
The Cultural Center is still a year or more from completion, but with the promise of some of the most renowned and treasured Northwest Coast art being housed there, more funds and support for the center may come about. And many in the art world and general public will be anxiously awaiting the opening of the center. Jonaitis said the pieces will provide an unprecedented insight and education on Tlingit culture.
So the point is that now that the clan is willing to share, hopefully the stories, certainly the objects, their history, that is such a gift to humanity on the part of the clan.
Reporting in Haines, this is Margaret Friednauer.
And that wraps up our evening newscast. Thanks for tuning in to KSTK-FM, your source for daily local news in Wrangell. You can check us out anytime online at kstk.org or find us on Facebook.